Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have a heck of a week coming up for you, folks. I spoke with a lot of friends and acquaintances, and there is a common theme. The world is much more screwed up today under Joe Biden than it was under Donald Trump. And the world is getting far worse in the left direction, and nobody can explain why. That's why you're here, listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I hope you will go and check out the things that we do there. Don't just take down the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and not go. 844-551-8255. Don't just take that down and not call. Go visit. Go see what we're about. We have so many great things coming up. We're going to be adding advertisers. They're not going to, you know, I'm not going out buying a Bugatti. But, you know, we got people that are interested in the show. That's good. And we have people that are interested in the show, and they are worried about the, quote, controversy of Kevin Jackson, which there is none. I tell it like it is. I had a conversation with one of my buddies. We worked together at Flexible Computer Corporation. He went on to work for Dell Computer for 25 years. His name is Mark. And Mark and I were talking about how the world has changed, what he's seeing. And I mean, I love when guys that aren't political, you know, they're not in the mix, but they stay politically active. And he's telling me about his sister-in-law who said, well, it's my body, you know, and the whole abortion thing, and I can't vote for Trump. But she lives in Austin, and she can't stand this illegal invasion by illegals. And he's like, well, you voted for it. And she's like, well, what do you mean? He's like, you voted for it. Joe Biden is for that. I'm glad to have these conversations because they level set what we're doing. And he was telling me, Kevin, your work is so important. We understood. We left that phone call. I said, look, man, we just yucked it up for a few minutes here. Understand how deeply important this is, this election cycle. It is so important. You've got to get and stay involved. You've got to get other people charged, energized, ready to go. You've got to be talking up your side of the issues. Do not leave it to chance. Hey, good news. On my Spreaker, I told you we had one, then two, then three people who signed up for the $5 a month directly on Spreaker. When they found my show, we have a fourth. We have a fourth. I have four people. I'm not being flippant. I'm truly excited. We have four people signed up. At this rate, I'm getting one every two or three, one a week. Let's just say one a week. And it doesn't seem like much to you, but let me tell you, people that say, Kevin, here's my $5. By the way, I hope those same people join the Flick Fest. Right now, you can go watch movies for free. But we're taking the company public. And I'm going to want you to join because we're going to, as soon as it's done, we're going to add hundreds of movies on there immediately. Hundreds of new movies. We're going to green light some projects. Man, I'm going to talk about some of these projects as things on the show just to show you how creative some of these filmmakers are. But here's the beauty of it. We're going to send a shot across the bow of Hollywood that they haven't seen in ages. We're going to send a shot across the bow of Netflix that they haven't seen in ages. This is what I love. I was going to watch a show the other day on Netflix. I have all the competitors. I have to. And it looked interesting. And the minute I heard Barack Obama is the narrator, his voice, I turned it off. And I didn't even turn it off because of his politics. I turned it off because I can't stand his voice. He's not even a good narrator. See, I could not like James Earl Jones or Morgan Freeman, but I would still listen. Barack Obama, well, these animals. It was horrible. And I turned it off. But I also turned it off because I said to myself, I will not support anything that man does. Nothing. If he narrates it, I'm not going to watch it. And it two reasons. One, you suck as a narrator. And two, I don't like your politics. So I want a competitor. I want somebody where we have our people reading stuff. Let Tucker Carlson be the narrator on a nature film. You know, let Alan West do something. Let, you know, Star Parker. Let some of these conservatives do something. I'm telling you that this is being built. It is. I believe God has finally said to me, Kevin, this is a thing I'm blessing. Go for it. And the reason I say that is because my wife was going, babe, this is the thing that you were born to do. I was talking to one of my big Hollywood buddies. I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to out anybody. He's a big name. He said to me, dude, I have never met anybody that knows how to produce like you. He goes, we were riffing on a film. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this film. And he was like, man, and he pushed back. And I said, but you don't understand why this is an important film. And I explained it. And then he said, do you realize that you're a producer? That's what producers do. They show you why this film is important and they can bring it to life. That's what I did with Bleeding Blue, which, by the way, Police Week is coming up. Here's what I'd like you to do. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com and buy a cop a ticket. Every ticket that you buy, we give it to a cop. We for them to watch, them or their family to watch. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com, buy a cop a ticket, and we will send out a note. We're working with the Fraternal Police Order, I believe, the FPO, one of the biggest police organizations. We're working with three of the largest police organizations. They represent like 1.5 million police. I would love to give 1.5 million police a free launch of our site. And the reason why we can't just give it to them is because it costs us money to stream it. We got a different setup. So look, lots going on in the news. I got, as I said, a fourth person now that signed up for Spreaker. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have people. Oh, Backstage Club is almost done, folks. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. We are so close. I hope to launch this thing within the next 2 weeks. I added videos of me and talking about how Melissa and I ended up, you know, meeting because we were listening to the same song from an artist that we had so much respect for. And it turns out later down the road, he became one of our friends. He won the first season of The Voice. So, and we talk about other things like that. And I did an introductory video to tell you guys what we're involved in. You know, what's coming up? Why are you part of the Backstage Club? Chris and Terry have got this thing on steroids. They've tested it, and it's almost ready to go. And I will be making formal announcements probably this week. So for all of you who have donated, you're going to get membership to it and get cranking and get us going. Lots to talk about. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn rewards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Give a shout out to everybody in need of prayer out there. I constantly pray for Brad. A friend of mine called me up. He was like, "Hey, Kev, man, I'm like going through some stuff with my daughter." And immediately, man, I was like, "Look, we get it. We get it." And we pray together. We've all got our issues. We've all got things we're dealing with. And sometimes we internalize them. I don't ask for a prayer very often because I feel like you guys are probably praying for me anyway. But we all need it. And, T, one of my buddies, he's a donor. I've gone to two lunches with him. He's going through chemo, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and he's doing well. It's shrunk down. It's not down to zero, but it's shrunk down. So we're hoping and praying that he gets to zero. But I want to give a shout out to T. T actually is asked if he could. He recommended that our son, not me and T's son, but Melissa and my son, go to this thing. It's an honoring of veterans. And I want to tell you just the kind of guy that he is. This program is through a school, and they select these kids, and then they take them for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. They take them to New Orleans, and they go to the Veterans Museum down there. And then they pick out a soldier who died. These soldiers are barely older than the kids. My son's 17, about to be 18 in December. He's going to pick out somebody that's 18, 19 years old who volunteers to go fight in World War II. Then they learn all about the family. They learn the history of the war. They sit through, and I think it's 3 or 4 days of this in New Orleans. And then they fly to Normandy. And they have to go find the grave of the person that they selected in New Orleans. And they go, and the whole time they're getting a feel for the landing on Normandy Beach and landing on the beach in Normandy, Omaha Beach, and then what these people went through, and they watch film of it, and they see the whole deal, and they get to look at the cliffs and understand what these guys were facing. And then they go find that gravesite of the person who gave their life fighting for this country, barely older than they were. And they go look, if you've never seen that gravesite in Normandy, it's amazing. They go look at all those dead soldiers and just the gravesite and the enormity of it all. And they, T says, Kevin, I don't know a person that hasn't come back changed. And then they go and present to their school, the history class or the civics class. So T wanted my son to do it this year. They were booked up. They couldn't do it. But this trip is like 10 grand. I couldn't afford to do it. He goes, I want to send Collier to go do this. So I asked Collier, are you interested? He said, yeah. So he got with his history teacher, said, we're going to do a write-up. I want to come in. I'm going to document the whole thing in video. And then I'm going to come in and do a presentation. So we'll probably put that up on the Backstage Club. But he says the transformation of these kids. And T goes, this is what I want. I want these kids to understand what it took to form this nation and to keep it. So I want to just convey to you the types of people that are in my life. And why would I say a prayer for this man? I just gave you the answer. This is a guy who is selfless. He's got better things to do. He should be focused on his stage 4 cancer. He's had 2 meetings with me, brought my son over so they could talk about the project. You know, he's still looking forward. Good for him. So God bless you, T, and I hope, you know, and pray things go well. I don't know how many years we get with you, but we certainly want more. Anyway, I'm going to get to the controversies that remain, because I'm talking about this screwed up world that we live in. All the controversies that the left has created for themselves remain. This economy is horrible. It is horrible. Companies are shutting down, losing business. They don't know what to do. And this economy is so bad, it is impossible to cover it up. The Democrats have finally given up talking about Bidenflation is good and it's going down and we're getting these gains or whatever. They finally stopped. There is no putting lipstick on this pig. Well, it is a pig in a blanket, out of a blanket. It doesn't matter. Gas prices through the roof. Biden's not going to replenish the strategic petroleum reserve. Why? Because it costs too much. Who knows? Maybe it's so we don't have a strategic petroleum reserve. I've talked to you about electric cars. It's funny. Every time you see an electric car, they got the, oh, it's all electric. And it's they show the plug going into the car. There's somebody who just put an arrow on every one of those commercials and they go, it's using the grid. Can't sell them. I already talked about it. I'm not going to take you through it again, but I'll tell you this. Inflation is crippling the average American. It's not hurting them. It's crippling them. It's kneecapping them. They can't do the things they want to do. They are no longer enjoying life. You know, they talked about, oh, you only have to make $70,000 a year. That's the maximum to enjoy life. I don't know about y'all, but I want a little bit more than that. I'm fortunate. Let me tell you why. Because I don't think I made $70,000 a year in the last 2 years. In fact, I don't even think it. I know I didn't because I put $250,000 into my businesses last year. But here's what I will tell you. If somebody invites you and they go, hey, Kev, you ought to come hang out with me. Like for my birthday, I went down to Florida. It was after my birthday, but we did it late. And one of my friends owns a yacht. And he goes, yeah, man, take you out in my yacht. And I'm going to, in fact, we're going to post these pictures on the Backstage Club so you can see the day that we had on the yacht. It was so much fun. But I get to live vicariously through people like that. But I don't have a yacht. And I will probably, I think it's safe to make a bet that I probably won't have a yacht. Even when we do this IPO and the companies, you know, we start building this new production company, I'm not going to have a yacht. I'm not going to have a new Bugatti or McLaren. I'll be driving that same Q45 that I replaced my other Q45 that got hit. Q50. I'll be replaced. That'll be the car I'll be driving. Nothing's going to change. Because I don't trust this economy. I don't trust that the zombie apocalypse isn't, and the apocalypse isn't going to happen. And many people think like me. That's why one of my soon-to-be sponsors is a company that makes dried meats. Another is one that, we're doing prepper stuff. And I've never thought of preppers as bad people. I've always thought of them as just sensible. You know, maybe we're a little bit premature. But how do you know? When is it going to come? The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. We don't know when the cake is going to hit the fan. We just know that it will. But anyway, going back to this, we got all this stuff that's going on in the news cycle. Hunter Biden will be back in the news cycle. I guarantee you. And so will his crooked uncle. And so will his crooked daddy. They will be back in the news cycle. And it won't be good for him. They think they can just gloss over this stuff. And the Republicans let them. Where's Comer? I haven't heard Comer. I talked about this the other day. I haven't heard of Comer in a minute. Where are the Republicans talking about this in general? I want to see some ads. J6, folks, is coming back. Anyway, we're going to keep up with this. I'm going to let you know what's going on in the world and what's going to be coming back. It's not going away.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have met in Miami, reportedly to make amends and discuss fundraising. According to the Washington Post, the two met Sunday for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to assist Trump. It's almost enough to make you stop doom scrolling. Dull devices are now cool.
The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They are the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We live in a fascinating time. We live in a time when one man has been able to expose the Democrats and the leftists for what they are, and we should be thankful for this. Understand, without Trump, what do we know? If we had a Romney, we wouldn't know a fraction of what's going on right now, would we? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, too. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I apologize, folks, but Barry White came over the weekend and not, my very Barry White voice.
Because I was hoping it would be here, baby.
But it came over the weekend. It is what it is. So we got to deal with the regular Kevin Jackson voice, which ain't too bad. It ain't too bad. When I get excited, I get a little high. But other than that, it's not too bad. It isn't like listening to Ben Shapiro for an hour. Ben's a sharp kid, but God did not give him a voice. If Ben Shapiro had a silky smooth voice, y'all wouldn't even be, nobody would listen to me. He's a bright guy, but with a voice. But yeah, Melissa can't say, she's, he sounds like he's whining out of there. She just cannot stand it. She says, content may be good. I can't stand it. It's like I said about Obama. When he was going to narrate some show I was going to watch. Nah, I got better things to do. Anyway, folks, daily you can read of another state implementing changes to their election cycle or discovering fraud in the 2020 elections. And these people still act like we have free and fair elections. Election cheating is going to come back up. It already is. It's being discussed all the time. The media downplays it, but we shouldn't. You should be looking at election cheating, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Colorado, elsewhere, any battleground state. And it's being looked at. We haven't fixed it. We still got to fix it. But you know what we need? We need 4 more years of Trump to fix it. See, what the Democrats did, they do things to leapfrog. So right now, they've leapfrogged Donald Trump with Ukraine. They've made a package to say, we're going to give them this money. There's nothing you can do about it. Even if you are president the next year, next 4 years, whatever. You can't touch it. They even threatened to put that, to like write it in. It's almost like constitution that we got to help Ukraine. How do we get to this point where we got to help another country before we help ourselves, before we help our homeless veterans, before we secure our own borders, before we help people who have physical or mental needs, and so on and so forth? How do we get to this point where people are so flippant with your money that they just go, hey, it's only $61 billion? What are you complaining about, Kevin Jackson? Shut up, black man. Fauci's going to testify about COVID. I can't wait for that. We'll get into that because that little liar should be testifying from prison. But I want to talk about New York City. I want to talk about Donald Trump's triumph. And we have a shirt that says, you can't spell Trump triumph without Trump. I love that shirt. The guy who supposedly hated in Democrat-controlled cities made one heck of a splash in the Big Apple when they were brought up these cases against him. There's a video of Donald Trump standing outside. I think he's getting ready to go into court. And he's practically holding court. You can do it. You can't get all the camera angle, but you can see a lot of it. And it is overwhelming Trump. Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. I made a video about it, posted it on Spreely. You should check it out. It is people in New York City going, we love Trump. But it goes with work that was done by, I believe it was Newsmax or OAN. I think it was Newsmax. Men on the Street Interview. Person after person, black, Puerto Rican, Asian. Oh, we love Donald Trump. Man, I hope Donald Trump doesn't see. Yeah, man, I would check out Donald Trump. I definitely would go to his rally. This is the stuff that they don't want you to know, man. This guy's supposed to be despised. Letitia James thinks she's making, you know, some strides with New York. So does Alvin Bragg. And you know what's happening? Backfire. Backfire. Pow, 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 pow. You ever heard a car backfire? Trump made an impromptu visit. He could have stopped anywhere. He stopped. It wasn't like Trump. They said, come over to 54th and 6th, and we're going to have a little mini rally. If he was supposed to be in the vicinity, there were people there. They weren't protesters. Let me ask you, if Trump were getting protesters in New York City, do you think you'd hear about it? Look at that video. It is people that absolutely love Donald Trump. He draws a crowd compared to Joe Biden, who can't even draw a prefabricated crowd. Even when they pay people, when they ask people, please show up. Joe Biden's lucky to get a couple dozen. And then, you know what they do? They situate them all behind him. And they give you no shot at the other or the audience. It would be embarrassing to see that there are more people sitting behind Joe Biden than he's talking to. Because you know who he's talking to? Press reporters. They won't even tell you, hey, you know what? Joe Biden was speaking to two people in the audience that showed up. I watched his competitor, Dean Phillips, have nobody to speak to. And he was embarrassed because they said, come meet Dean Phillips. Dean Phillips should have said, this looks just like Joe Biden's event. Why am I wrapping up? Neither one of them can draw a crowd. Trump gets exponentially more people waving and praising him than Joe Biden can get at his own family reunion. One commenter said when Trump was at that event, he said, meanwhile, Joe Biden is getting his diaper changed. I thought that was one of the funniest comments on that particular video. If you get a chance to see it, here's what I will tell you you'll see. Throngs of supporters waving, Donald Trump stops and waves, talk to him, he turns around, they don't show you this audience side. I bet you there's as many people on the other side. You could do a 360 panorama, you're going to see nothing but Trump supporters, and here, and you'll see a bunch of FJB, or just FB, F Biden signs. Joe Biden made a comment, we played the clip the other day, he was upset because the people are flipping him off, he said.
I've never thought I'd see a sign when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or Senate to see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time. It's not who we are.
Oh, it happens all the time. I congratulate the parents of that 7 or 8 year old Biden mentioned for flipping him off. Oh, Kevin, that's a terrible thing to say. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it's fitting when kids have learned to recognize scumbags. Because you don't want these kids to turn into Democrats. Let them recognize scumbags for what they are. Biden is an indecent man at best. And at worst, he pretends to be decent. But he's not fooling anybody. See, I've researched the Biden family. They're fit for Mari. Far worse, though. And what bothers Democrats and other leftists, and Joe Biden alluded to it, this is happening everywhere he goes. To validate what the $81 million man lamented about, you got to see the video of him heading into Michigan. And Chris slowed it down. We posted it on Spreely because it's fast motion. You can't really see it. Slow motion, I swear, it is amazing to watch. This is, you know, blocks and blocks of people lined up with pro-Trump signs. Joe Biden's the one coming in, right? He's the one that's going to speak. Donald Trump's tied up in court. He can't speak. So they use this event to throw a Trump rally without Trump, and it's lined up on, you can see one side of the street, and it is people in either patriotic gear, or they're wearing, you know, red, white, and blue flag stuff, or they are wearing, you know, F Joe Biden stuff, F Biden, you know, something about anti-Biden or pro-Trump. That is the gear. And as they drive along, they're you know, flipping Joe Biden off. I'm guessing that's the motorcade. But I don't know who's in front, or because it was, I don't know the video, who owns the video. But you can see these people. And I'm telling you, there are hundreds, if there aren't thousands. The video lasts a minute. They probably are driving 40 miles an hour, give or take. So it's not, I can't tell you it's a mile long, but it is a long line of people that can't stand Joe Biden and they like Donald Trump. Now, here's what's interesting, and this is what I want you to think about. Where are the clashes? You know, when the Tea Party was in existence, every now and then we'd have five or six people on the other side, you know, clashing with us. Not many. It was just as good of a movement as the Trump movement. But they demonize us, and they would show the clashes. Where are the clashes here? Where are the violence that should be occurring with all these Trump supporters? You want to know the answer? Nowhere. Even if there were people protesting on behalf of Biden, we wouldn't be fighting them. But they can't even gin it up because there's nobody there for Biden. There's no pushback on the other side. Typically, when I've gone to these types of things, there'll be a one or two people like, hey, screw Donald Trump. And you're like, yeah, whatever, Trump, 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 Trump. You know, so we go back and forth. There's nobody doing this for Joe Biden. What's happening? Where's the 81 million vote man's people? Not a supporter for Joe Biden to be found. And let me tell you, I bet you that whole thing went miles. It wasn't just a little bit. It went miles. And you can slow that thing down to a crawl. You won't find a single person in support of Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And I think we have a good chance of winning New York. We're going to give it a big play. We're going to the South Bronx to do a rally. We're going to be doing a rally at Madison Square Garden, we believe. We think we're signing Madison Square Garden to do it. We're going to have a big rally.
That was a mark of a guy, Donald Trump, who's got some, I mean, think about this. He's got court cases pending in New York City with the attorney general and the district attorney. He comes out and says, hey, by the way, we're going to be throwing a big party here in New York soon. I'm going to throw one in the Bronx. I'm going to throw one in Madison Square Garden. And soon I'll be throwing them all over the country. And you're going to have a reason to celebrate if this isn't the right man for the right time, I don't know what is. I told you guys, we got to get the clip of the Claremont president saying Donald Trump is the right man for the right time. It's really that simple. He says he might not be the man for all times, but he is the man for this time. Who would you rather have doing this right now, facing what the Democrats are afraid of? Understanding that when Trump gets back in there, he exposes everything. He cleans house. They have so much that they've got to try to get done to stop him. They expose themselves at every turn. They are wearing a trench coat with grandpa socks. You know what I mean? Right, walking down the street, nothing on. Every time they open their coat, you go, uh-oh. Kevin Jackson, by the way, folks, is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Wow. I want to play this next clip. This is Caitlin Collins of CNN, which, by the way, I believe MSNBC or CNN just fired Poppy, what's-her-face, had a morning show, CNN, because she was on with Don Lemon, and she got fired because she can't keep an audience. And I read where they're retreading Stelter, Don Lemon, and the guy, Jeffrey Toobin, the guy that, you know, did some sexual activity in front of the camera by accident. All three of those guys are back on CNN as guests. And Don Lemon says, oh, I haven't, perhaps they'll give me back my job after they settled with him for like $25 or $28 million. He thinks he's going to get his job back. These people are irrelevant. They prove it every single day. Anyway, here's Caitlin Collins being interviewed. I mean, she's interviewing Bob Barr, who is no fan of Trump. And I want you to listen to how she tries to bait him, listen to the questions. And of course, if you don't hear it, I'm going to definitely let you hear it. I'm going to give you my opinion about it. But listen to how this interview goes. And even Barr's like, nah, he didn't mean it. You'll get the context.
From a lot of Republicans who defend Trump saying, well, that's a hypothetical and that's ridiculous. But Alyssa Farah Griffin, who was Trump's communications director, posted yesterday and said that you were present at a moment when Trump suggested executing the person who leaked information that he went to the White House bunker when those George Floyd protests were happening outside the White House. Do you remember that?
I remember him being very mad about that. I actually don't remember him saying executing, but I wouldn't dispute it. You know, I mean, it doesn't sound, I mean, the president would lose his temper and say things like that. I doubt he would have actually carried it out. I don't, you know.
Okay, so I stopped it there for a reason. So Bill Barr, no fan of Trump, he's like, yeah, I wouldn't dispute it. You know, the guy loses his temper a little bit. Now, Joe Biden is a hothead. He's a hothead like John McCain. That Joe Biden curses people out. And can you imagine what this old clown says to people in his state of dementia? And then forgets it. He doesn't remember the stuff. The only thing Joe Biden remembers are the things that happened in the past. That's what happens with dementia. You don't understand the stuff that's going on right now. That's the difficult thing. You understand all the stuff from the past. Anyway, she stops him and he says, yeah, he may have said it. Yeah. He's a bit, you know, he gets a little heated, says, and she's like, and she's going to go on to say, but doesn't this bother you? He's already told her, it doesn't bother me. People do this. Let me ask you this. Have you said something like, man, I'd like to kill that sucker. I'd like to run him over. Have you ever said anything close to that? Because my hand is up. I can't even tell you how many times I've said something similar to that. Now, as I've gotten older, I'm more judicious with it. But I still say it sometimes like, man, I'd like to wring his neck. I don't know of many people who haven't said something like that. And I'll tell you, my son says it, and we correct him and go, come on, you don't really want the guy. He's, oh, not really. Because we're trying to explain that there are times when you may very well say, yeah, I would. I'll give you an example. Jeffrey Epstein. I don't mind that he hung himself or he got himself, you know, suicided. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind if it happened to Weinstein. There are people that are evil. I'll tell you this. I won't shed a tear when Nancy Pelosi's dead. I won't. I don't wish her dead, but I won't shed a tear. Chuck Schumer. Jesse Jackson. You think I'm going to mourn? No. And if it was a choice between hitting the squirrel in the road or hitting one of the people I've mentioned, I'm going to avoid the squirrel. You get what I'm saying? But I'm not wishing anything on them. And I certainly don't want to be put in a situation where I would have to defend myself for running one of them over. But I don't wish them dead. But I don't care that they're around. And that doesn't make me a bad person, despite what some people out there may be thinking. And I want to go ahead and issue my radio show caveat. I don't really care what you think about me. Let's play the rest of this clip.
But he would say that on other occasions? You said
the
he
president,
was just
you know, the president had a, I think people sometimes took him too literally. And, you know, he would say things like similar to that in occasions to blow off steam. But I wouldn't take him literally every time he did it.
Why not?
Because at the end of the day, it wouldn't be carried out and you could talk sense.
But just because it's not carried out and you could talk sense into him, doesn't that still mean that the threat is there?
There's not much left of this clip, but I want to stop it here just for a second. What hard-hitting journalism. I mean, you've got a guy who was the Attorney General of the United States under Trump. And I'm not a big fan of Barbara Walters or Leslie Stahl or, you know, some of these other leftists that have interviewed people. But I mean, at least they were journalists. Let me go Valley Girl on you. And doesn't it mean, I mean, couldn't it possibly mean that he could possibly do it? I mean, you know, it's a possibility, right? It is such a horrible interview. And Barr is going, look, people blow off steam and it doesn't mean he's literally said it. Literally. He goes, you can't take what he says literally. He says people took him too literally. He just said it to blow off steam. Not enough for her. Let's hear the final piece.
Doesn't that still mean that the threat is there?
No, I mean, I don't think the threat is there. I worry about President Trump is not that he's going to become an autocrat and do those kinds of things.
Why not?
Because I don't think he would.
Again, folks, I give you a person who is not a fan of Donald Trump, and he's saying, no, I don't think he's an autocrat. I don't think he'd do all. He's telling people you take him too literally. He's blowing off steam, or maybe he's trying to set you off, and it's working. But look, I go back into this because I wrote a piece that said Trump, he effectively mooned Letitia James and Alvin Bragg when he went out in New York and said, look, I don't care what they're doing to me. I know what you think. I have the pulse of the nation. They're wrong. I'm right. You now get it. You understand everything I've been saying, that the things that are being done to me publicly are the things they've been doing to people for years, decades. And now I'm exposing it. And you get the opportunity to determine who do you want? What government do you want? We got to find that Claremont clip, because this the guy, the president says, this is the most important election since 1860 with Abraham Lincoln. His comment there was, we are fighting for ideology. Do you want slavery or do you want a free society? That is exactly what we face today. Do you want to be reinstated with slavery or do you want a free society? Do you want the elites determining who's a first-class citizen or a second-class citizen? And the only difference is it's not being done on racial lines. It's being done on political lines, ideological lines. And that is the difference. People are finally going, it isn't about black and white. It isn't about male or female. It isn't about straight or weird. It's about whose ideology do you follow and whose do you not? Now, we're not that way. I'm not dogmatic enough to say, hey, if you don't think the way I think, you should be jailed or you should be whatever. I mean, in some instances, maybe so, as like for pedophiles. But we can disagree on the education system or immigration or whatever. I don't want you jailed. And certainly we can disagree on pronouns. But I'm not getting jailed either. And I'm no longer going to let people dictate, oh, well, Kevin, you just accept the way it is with me. I cannot tell you how many conversations I have with people, well, in order to avoid conflict. Well, stop avoiding conflict. Get in the fight with your relatives. If they don't like you, don't like them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Level.